Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, he's fined $100,000. And I go, why? The son is 21 years old. If the son was 13 years old, fine, yeah. Son's 21 years old. He's an adult. Does he pay taxes?
But the NFL can't fine the son.
So? Sue the son. Why are you coming after me?
Sue the son, yeah.
I didn't, unless the NFL knows without a shadow of a doubt, I went to my son and went, here's Shador Sanders' number, son. Have fun tonight. Like, no, he's an adult.
But it's Jeff Ulbrich's fault.
Then guess whose son?
NFL, his employer, is fining him for not securing his document.
And then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to sue my own son. Because my son has stolen information from me. Because my son was not supposed to see that.
I said it the other day. I'd whoop my son's ass for it. And I'm serious. We would have a physical confrontation.
This is great.
Yeah,
what if the coordinator, what if he went after litigation over his son? He sued his son. He went after him in civil court. He tried to press charges.
Put it on hot bench right now.
Stealing information.
Let me get to Justin and Lorraine. Justin, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I have a 21-year-old son, and the way I'd approach it is I'd say you're a dummy and say now you got a bill. You owe me.
I don't know how he's going to pay $100,000 back. The only thing I can think of, he's a student at Ole Miss, right?
Correct.
All right, if you're a student at
Ole
Miss.
You're on the hook, though, not your son.
Well, that's the thing. I assume that Jeff is paying the bill for the education at Ole Miss. I'm sorry, son. You are not. I'm not paying this anymore. You are on your own. Whatever happens to you, you got to deal with the consequences. You just cost me $100,000.
Exactly, but that's already been litigated. Now, like I said, you just tell your son you owe me $100,000. Whether you pay it over time or what, that's a bill now. You made a dumb choice, and now you're going to pay it.
I don't know how he's going to ever be able to pay me back the $100,000.
Oh, I know how.
How?
He's got to go the Nepo baby route and hire him on the staff under him.
I mean, he's playing.
They're a position coach now. Then he's going to have access to more numbers.
The kid's playing for Ole Miss. He's getting money.
He's playing for Ole Miss? That money's mine now. Any NIL is mine. I'm dead ass serious.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Maybe he has a chance.
Thank you, Justin.
He could be the new Jerky Boys, and that's how he could market himself.
I will tell you this, though. Owen's kids are a little older and more trustworthy.
And noted prank callers in the community.
Of course.
No, his kids are actually, I don't think.
We have a real crank yankers upstairs at my house. It's crazy.
I don't think that this is germane to his kids. Yours are too young. Still, but maybe this is in your future.
Mason called me the other day.
Yeah, twice. R-I-Z-Z-O.
I have started closing the door when I'm on the phone with you. Not just for several F-bombs that I'm going to drop, which, boy, I got to start realizing that you have the car phone on and Izzy's in the back seat. Because, boy, the other day,
it
was just one F-bomb after another. I went, I forgot. Sorry. My son's going to be 10. He's got a big mouth. And there is part of me that goes, like, guys, there's a lot of things about a lot of NFL teams that we get information about. And there's a lot of things that I've held in. But I tell Lima. Because Lima usually knows him before I do. What if he hears something? What if he takes information? What am I going to do? I mean, I joke about how I try to fight my son in the front yard. Can't do. There was a time you could do that. Now we can't do that anymore. What am I going to do? Because he's I would be responsible for him. He's not an adult yet. I can't get into a physical altercation with the boy. And I'm thinking, this is why I'm so taken aback by this. Go, your son's 21 years old. He's a grown man. I swear to you, I think I would sue my own son for the fine that it's taken in. And by the way, son, the juice is running. I have to get one of my lawyers to call in to see if that's even possible.
Is there going to be a way? I'm with you.
Because you stole personal information from me.
Is there any way? This seems like such a fringe problem, but because so many kids got called, the NFL is going to, in a big way, probably overreact. And you know, to some extent, rightfully so. I mean, you have a lot of kids on draft day getting these phone calls.
Too many.
It wasn't just one, obviously. Now it feels like half the draft got a phone call. So what does the NFL do because of this? What really is a solution going forward to protect the phone numbers? How do they protect their playbooks? What do you got to encrypt?
I think if you're a draft pick, if you're a possible draft pick, I guess you just have to change your phone number before the draft anymore. Because the prank calls are dumb. They're not even funny. The one
question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One to Mason Graham was just dumb. The one that was actually to Shedeur Sanders, that didn't even get off the ground. I mean, I will laugh at funny things. They're not funny. They're not well done. So you're wasting time, and now you're wasting my money. If you're going to get a $100,000 fine, you might as well have made it funny and did some crank anchor stuff. You didn't even do that. It was dumb. It was stupid.
Did you hear what Florio also brought into play here?
What?
Tell me if you think this is...
Florio wants to say it, send everybody to jail. So now I want to hear this.
Mass incarceration for everybody around the game.
Probably wants to send him to the gulag or something. Go ahead. What do you want?
Well, at least in one country.
What's
maybe.
He say?
So do you? Florio brought up that there's so much sensitive information that the NFL has.
Uh-huh.
Because of gambling that they don't want out, or they don't want people taking advantage. Do you think he's going too far in saying that the NFL... this is very problematic because there could be people within the league offices or within the teams that could be dictating the bets or the lines, knowing about the safety of players. And so he's extrapolating this to the nth degree.
Well, once you get in business with these things, that becomes a bit of a problem. That becomes a concern. I think he's right to have a concern there. Yes.
Doesn't the NFL need to take some ownership in this too? And in the fact that they're still contacting these. Mason Graham is getting called on the phone number that he's probably had since he was 12 years old.
And everybody gets a new phone. The NFL gives everybody a new phone.
I mean, how many
300 guys?
How many Zoom conferences do we do with coaches and GMs and all that? Why do we not have a private line of that? Prospects go log into and NFL teams log into, and that's how they contact. And you
it feels
there.
Like there is a way.
At least you're seeing them in front. Because like Graham said, he got FaceTimed from the Browns, from the actual Browns.
Yeah,
before his sprint call.
Let me get the Glenn in Shaker Heights. Hello, Glenn.
Hey guys, well, I am actually a data privacy lawyer, and welcome to the rabbit hole.
Wow,
you know, thinking about this stuff because this stuff you know, the more you think about it, the more dangerous it is. And from my perspective, the NFL is punishing the team for, you guys brought up a great point. Why does the defensive coordinator have this information? If you provide the personal information of very high profile people, you have a very large responsibility to take care of it. And now that the defensive coordinator has it, he has a responsibility to make sure nobody gets it. So to me, this is not so much punishing for the prank. It is indirectly, but to me, it's more like you guys have to do a better job of taking care of this stuff. And this is a message for the rest of the teams to say, you cannot allow this sort of thing to happen. And to answer your question, absolutely, he can sue his son, but good luck collecting.
That's what I was going to – oh, damn it. Well, can I put a lien on him for the rest of his life?
Well, he's got a lot of lawns to mow, I guess, but I don't know exactly
that'd be great.
What you can do to get $100,000 from this kid. So, yeah, go ahead and sue him, but you'll get a piece of paper saying that he was, you know, liable for it. But, yeah, you're not going to see a dime.
Damn it. And I got to pay my lawyer, and I got to pay court costs and all the other stuff, don't I?
Yep, you're screwed.
Damn it! Glenn, thank you for the call. I can't disown him, can I? Over money, can I disown my son over $100,000?
I think it'd be better to disown him than sue him.
But I don't want to shut him or disown him or anything like that because I want to throw it in his face every chance I get.
You can do a public disowning and then...
Like 20 years from now, I go, where's that $100,000 you owe me because you're an idiot?
Right.
What are you going to get that money for me? Damn it.
My parents could probably say that just off of normal things that I, you know, ruined.
Just get a lawyer on the phone. Can I garnish my son's wages?
We just had a lawyer.
I know. Get another lawyer on the phone. I didn't like the good luck collected part. I want to collect on it.
The good luck.
I'd be forced to. I'd have to sue my son. That's the only way I give him a lesson. I'd have to sue him.
He would definitely not be able to buy snacks for all his friends at
lunchtime. Oh, that's a whole other thing. Yeah, my son would definitely be willing to do that. My son's goofy. To make his buddies laugh, he would definitely take somebody's number. You guys will prank Joe Thomas?
I mean, that's what I come back to. When I was 21, I would 100% try to do something like this. And then in today's age, trying to create content.
When you were 21?
Yes. Yes, I would have absolutely tried to do this.
That's a little old. I wasn't doing this when I was 21.
Might have tried it at 41.
Especially with as famous as Shador is, this would have made everybody at 34 East 18th at Ohio State go nuts.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I think by the time, I got to tell you, by the time I graduated high school, those days were done. Those days were probably long done, too. Pranking people on the phone? Yeah. You do this? Gosh, you are really petty. And immature as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.